The mobile court is opening in Malakal to prosecute cases that were committed within the POC site. Unfortunately, while Malakal has a prosecutor and a defense counsel and a police station, it does not have a senior judge who can prosecute serious cases like murder, serious sexual assault cases like rape and other types of sexual assault. So UNMISS, with the support of the national judiciary, is taking a senior judge from Rank to Malakal to ensure that these cases are prosecuted according to the South Sudanese law. UNMISS is essentially providing logistical support while the cases will be prosecuted by South Sudanese prosecutors, South Sudanese Defense Council, before a South Sudanese judge in the regular court that ordinarily sits in Malakal.
Yes, and someone will be wondering why is UNMISS so much involved in these particular cases?
Unfortunately, because of the conflict in parts of this country, the regular justice system institutions either are very limited or not working at all. So what we are trying to do is to provide support through a mobile court such that for a shorter period of time, a judge, a prosecutor, an investigator are present to prosecute and try accumulated cases. Hopefully with this process, one day very soon, permanent justice institutions like courts, police, defense counsel, prisons will be established. As a result, there'll be no need for the mobile court. So we are progressively assisting the South Sudanese justice system so that it comes back again on its feet after a few years of conflict.
Yes, and what happens, I mean, if someone from the POC is sentenced, let's say, to some years in prison, are they taken outside the protection of civilian sites so they can go and serve their sentences?
Yes, they will serve their sentences in ordinary courts, in ordinary prisons. There is a prison in Malakal where the people, once convicted, will serve their sentence. The same thing happened in Bantiu. UNMISS assisted the Bantiu prison to come up to the standards so that it can transfer its prisoners from the UNMISS holding facility to the Bantiu prison. Malakal, it has already been done. UNMISS, through a quick impact project, supported the refurbishment of the Malakal prison. As a result, once convicted, these persons will be transferred to the Malakal prison. If they're acquitted, because this is a court, it can lead to both conviction or acquittal, then they will be released either back to the POC site or wherever they wish to go.
And how many cases have been tried previously?
Previously in Bantiu, about 27 cases, and 5 cases in Malakal have been tried, but they all included about 50 cases put together. As a result, there has been an accumulation of these cases over a period of time, and we have been able to clear this backlog. Hopefully with this mobile court in Malakal, we have cleared all the backlog of all the UNMISS POC cases, both in Malakal, in Bantiu, and of course in Juba, the cases go ordinarily to the local courts because justice system exists in Juba.
Yes, and what specific role does the rule of law section of UNMISS play here?
The rule of law section of UNMISS plays a role in respect of providing logistical assistance to this mobile court. It also provides technical assistance as required. It supports the judges, the prosecutors, the defense counsel, just to bring them together so that they can do the job that the Constitution enshrines or empowers them to do. So we are essentially facilitating is the national justice system that works. We essentially supports it from outside through logistical and other technical assistance.
Yes, and some of these people who are in the protection of civilian sites, if going through all these cases, they might not be able to afford, let's say, legal representatives. Or do UNMISS or the rule of law provide some pro bono kind of services to them so they can be legally represented in prison?
So UNMISS,
in the trials, I mean.
UNMISS itself does not provide legal advice, but UNMISS supports institutions that give legal aid. There's a very well-known NGO called Advocates Without Borders that we support, and they provide legal aid to the defense of these accused who appear before these courts. In Malakal, for example, we have a very distinguished defense counsel who appears and who is supported by UNMISS through legal aid regime. So yes, UNMISS supports, but these are all national officials and national counsel who appear before courts. So we support both the prosecution and the defense, and indeed the judges to do their job while we remain completely neutral and independent.
Who are you collaborating partners when it comes to the running of these mobile courts?
Our collaborating partners are the entire spectrum of the justice institutions. As I said, the Chief Justice himself, the Honorable Chief Justice, has appointed this court. So the judiciary, Ministry of Justice, because they provide the prosecutors, defense counsel through legal aid institutions, as I mentioned, Advocates Without Borders, then there are other private defense counsel who appear in these cases, and of course the prison institutions, because ultimately they will hold these prisoners. So the entire spectrum of the justice institutions we support, but the most importantly, we also support those institutions who provide support, psychosocial support, medical support to the victims. Because just as accused are important in a criminal trial, victims are equally important, and we protect the rights both of the victims and of the accused. In particular, victims who have suffered so much because of these horrible crimes that are prosecuted before these courts, especially sexual and gender-based violence. We support the victims or the institutions that support the victims to provide them witness and victim protection, to provide them medical support, psychological support as and when required. And we also ensure that even when these cases are tried in court, the victims and the witnesses are provided necessary protection so that they are not intimidated from not telling the truth, or they are not intimidated by the accused, who is the perpetrator of the crime that they are talking to the court about.
Yes, and UNMISS is providing shelter to thousands of people, of internally displaced persons. Now, with people gathered and staying in a confined area like that, I would like to find out, though, how will you describe the level of crime taking place in this protection of civilian sites?
The level of crime is not much, but whatever happens has to be taken seriously. Ordinarily, these are all civilians staying in the POC sites, and we respect the civilian nature of their presence there. But because these POC sites sometimes lead to infiltration of people with weapons, etc., in Benthew particularly, there were many armed robberies. There were a number of rapes, in particular rapes of minor. For example, the two cases that are being prosecuted in Malakal also are rapes of minors. We take them very seriously. Any criminality is taken very seriously, simply because the protection of civilian sites are for protection of civilians. If criminality takes place, or if combatants come in that lead to violation of this civilian nature of those protection of civilian sites, UNMISS takes it very seriously. Of course, UNMISS is not a court. UNMISS does not have its own criminal jurisdiction. Therefore, it's part of its mandate to cooperate with the national justice institutions, national police, national judiciary, national prosecution agencies, to prosecute these cases consistent with international standards. UNMISS ensures, for example, that the prosecution takes place with full fairness, fair trial rights are given to the accused, the rights of the victims and witnesses are protected, and of course UNMISS also requests that the death penalty is not imposed to these people who are prosecuted before these courts.
Mr. Anais, when is the next setting?
The setting is starting today, and it will finish hopefully by the end of this week. The next court will be in Benthew. But UNMISS is going beyond. There has been a tremendous amount of requests from around the country where the justice institutions are either not existing or not very strong, that we should support these mobile courts. UNDP has also come in to support this, and hopefully UNMISS will heed the request of the judiciary and various states to send mobile courts to various parts of the country, particularly Yambio. There is a request from Rumbek, etc., so that justice institutions is strengthened at a temporary level. But hopefully this will lead to the permanent establishment of the justice institutions in those places. And I just named two out of many other requests that are pending.
Yes, and holding accountability for crimes committed within the protection of civilian side is one thing. Mm-hmm. But is that something that UNMISS is doing in order to prevent these crimes before they even actually happened?
That's a very important question. And we do this at every level. We do this through training of both people, community leaders in the POC sites so that they can disseminate that information that these crimes are A, very bad, but B, also are bad for the people, for the communities that live there in those POC sites. At the same time, UNMISS works with the justice institutions, police, and training of the prosecutors to help them to better prosecute these cases. And very recently, the UNDP, with the assistance of funding from the Netherlands, and of course with the collaboration of the judiciary, is about to establish a special court in Juba for the prosecution of sexual and gender-based violence. Hopefully in the near future that court will be launched. That will bring together all the actors of the justice institution, the prosecution, the defense, the victim support institutions, the prisons, all the institutions together under the same roof, under the same, in the same compound, so that these prosecutions take place and they are seen to be taking place. And once this process is successful, hopefully similar courts and similar endeavors will be replicated in other parts of the country. So UNMISS supports these processes at many levels, from supporting the community to the various state institutions, to those who defend them, to those who provide protections to the victims, etc., etc.